Opening of the July 17th Warwick City Council. City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. McAllister? Mr. Foley? Mr. Gebhardt? Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Present.
Mr. McElroy?
Here.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Here.
Eight present.
Constable Sinapi, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
General communications, announcements of congratulations, condolences, and community events. We have any communication? Nope. Executive communication, acceptance of minutes from council meeting held on June 26, 2023. Councilman Howe?
Move favorable action.
Second. Councilman Foley. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Public comment. Rule 41. After general communications and prior to the consent calendar, the last regular scheduled meeting of the City Council each month, there shall be a period of time not to exceed 30 minutes during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall not exceed 30 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. Each citizen signed up and present shall have not to exceed 5 minutes to speak, provided, however, that if it's more than 6 citizens are signed up and present in the 30 minutes, will be split evenly among speakers. Time shall not be transferable among speakers. The topics of comment shall be issued directly affecting city government. City Council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expirations of the earliest of all speakers, concluding the allotted time or 30 minutes. Waiver of this provision required an unanimous vote of the council. We have 2 people that signed. The first one will be Rob Cody.
Good evening. Just a little bit about some local politics, and I have some official city documents to share. First, I'd like to congratulate Councilwoman Travis for another front page of the Providence Journal.
You will be talking about city government or you'll be leaving.
This is about
stick
city
to
government.
The topic of city government or else you'll be escorted out.
This is about city government. It's actually mentioned about the Warwick
City Council. Did you hear
what
I just said?
Okay.
I don't care. Any one of the council people, you do not take attack to. Stick to a city government issue, and then we'll go forward.
Okay. This is about city government issues. We have an elected official.
Okay. Somebody want to take him out?
You know this is going to bring in the ACLU. This is about...
You get away with it every month. You're not going to do it with me. You're leaving now. I'm sure he can read. Go. Go. Goodbye. Mike Zerum, next.
Am I handing that out? Thank you. Yes, if you could just hand that out. Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the City Council, and members of the public who are here this evening. Just to start, so I can pace myself, how much time do I have within the 15 minutes?
Is it five?
Okay. The comments I'm to make tonight have regard to a recent decision that was issued by the FAA in regards to TF Green Airport, which impacts the entire city of Warwick. And I'm asking that my comments that are written, that were just handed to everybody under the Open Meetings Act, be included in the minutes for this evening as an attachment. I'm basically going to ask the City Council to support doing some of what we did back in 2011, and that all former city council presidents and city councils have fully supported. And that's in the middle of a legal process under the National Environmental Policy Act to have somebody represent the city of Warwick and its constituents who's not an interested party in sponsoring huge cargo jets at the airport. So I'm just going to try and read, if I have enough time, read my comments into the record. If I don't have enough time to finish, if Madam Clerk could just make sure that my comments, written form, end up in the minutes for this meeting. Anyway, dear members of the Warwick City Council and Director of Planning, who I'm not sure is here tonight, but Mr. Kravitz is aware of this, the Federal Aviation Act under 49 U.S.C. 46110 specifies a limited time period, which is 60 days, which the City Council or the Mayor has to respond to the June 12th, 2023 FONSI ROD, which is by filing a petition for review in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, I'm not saying we should do that yet, but all I'm asking tonight is that somebody in the city, most likely the Planning Director, is the most appropriate person to at least have a conversation with the former FAA attorney who the City Council retained back in 2011, just to find out what we can and can't do, what RAC is telling the city, if it's factful or not. So anyway, from 49 U.S.C. Section 46110, the petition must be filed no later than 60 days after the order is issued. Specific language from that U.S. code is attached below. It's on the second page, third page. The order related to the City of Warwick's interest was issued on June 12th. The clock is ticking for the city to respond. Neither the FAA nor the Airport Corporation will tell you or the city that the cited U.S. code applies to the City of Warwick. The city likely would only know that if you had a seasoned advisor looking out for the City of Warwick, or somebody like myself who's been around this stuff for decades. That's all I'm trying to do, is get you to do what's right for your constituents. With the city choosing to take no action to appeal the FONSI, which is finding a no significant impact, the record of decision, that will result in the City of Warwick forever waiving all of its legal rights on an FAA action that has significant impacts to our community, as perceived by the residents who live local to the airport, where local ordinances and the World Health Organization metrics would be used, there would be a finding of significant impact. rather than the FAA noise and emissions metrics, which intentionally understate the impacts to our community. The noise metrics used in the environmental assessment recently issued were recently found to be inaccurate, arbitrary, and capricious, and the metrics that they used in the record of decision from within the city are actually the FAA.
You have 1 minute, Mr. Zarum.
How much? Okay. Recently announced that they're going to be replaced. So the metrics they just used to tell us there's no significant impact, the FAA isn't just reached out nationwide for comments because what they did is inaccurate here. So anyway, I'm asking you to read this because I'm not going to have time to read it with the limited time. I thought I had 7 minutes, but I know time goes quick. So I'm just going to say, in closing, I'm making the simple request that the city call Mr. Stephen Tabor, who the city's retained before, for a discussion to find out what the city options are, given a 6/12/23 Fonzie record of decision and the deadline fastly approaching of August 12, 2023, to file a petition for review on or before August 11, 2023, to negotiate an enforceable community mitigation agreement with date certain for RIAC to perform mitigation of residents in the city of Warwick. Sincerely, Michael Zarum.
Time's up, Mr. Zarum.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zarum. We got reading material. Thank you. Do you want this back? Announcements of appointment. Housing, Warwick Housing Authority, William Fan, he's not here, but these are announcements, okay. 27 Urban Avenue, Warwick, Rhode Island, 0288. Reappointment from Ward 1. Second one is West Bay Community Action, Laura Toscani, 119 Lanson Avenue, Warwick. This is replacing Anthony Correnti, Ward 2. Appointments requiring confirmation.
Thank you, Councilman Travis. The Appointments Committee heard the appointment of Jane Austin to the Land Trust and recommends favorable action.
Favorable action. For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Move favorable action on the reappointment of Jane Kenny Austin to the Land Trust Commission.
Second by Councilman Greca. And Councilman Foley, Councilman Ricks, Councilman. And Councilman. Okay. Clerk, call the board.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8-0.
And congratulations, Ms. Austin. The consent calendar. Let's see, we're going to finance. Okay. Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
Second. Councilman Foley.
Move favorable
action on PCR 79-23. Second by you. Go ahead. You can go, Mr. Howe.
Thank you.
Councilman Howe.
Bid 2024-066, bid 2024-080, 2024-068, 2022-108, 2024-087, 2024-079, 2024-102, 2024-067, 2024-070, 2024-088, 2024-089, 2024-108, 2024-109, 2024-103, 2024-086, 2023-239, 2024-098, 2024-104, 2024-090, 2024-015, 2024-105, 2024-106, 2023-190, 2024-099, 2024-115, 2024-114, 2023-062, 2023-305. That concludes the bid calendar.
Next, we have PCR-80-23 resolution relative to abatements.
Favorable action. With amendments.
Mr. Chairman, we can because the items were pulled, we can just announce that new amount.
Yes, sir.
Which was $14,080.80.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. PCR 80-23 was favorable action in the amount of, with an amendment amount of $14,080.80.
Are there any questions? Do I have a second? Councilman Foley. Now, do we have any questions? Can you call the roll?
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
You can vote on this. The items are going to be dealt with outside of the consent calendar.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, consent passes. Items.
Are we going to move the bids now from the items that were removed? Items that were removed.
Do we do, do we do a favorable action as amended on this? Or this one?
So these are the items that were removed. There were two bids and two abatements. They all have their own PCRs.
Yes.
So starting with bid 2023-443, which is now PCR 8123.
For clarification, Solicitor, we just did a vote on PCR 8023 that was amended. Do I put forward a vote on as amended?
No, we took one vote on the consent calendar. Because they were removed, the yes. amount got automatically updated.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Councilwoman, PCR 83-23 was favorable action in the amount of $600.
Chairman, there were two bids removed first before we get to the abatements.
Yeah, PCR 81-23 was held to order.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, correction. PCR 81-23 was held until August 21st.
Mm-hmm.
The next item, give me one moment, please.
The next is bid 2024-107, which has become PCR 82-23.
Thank you. And the amendment was to go from budget code 5100400 to budget code 5100-5716. Favorable action.
Right. Then we're going down to the abatements.
Take a vote on that, right. Madam President. So Chairman Howe moves the favorable action on 8223, seconded by...
Okay. Seconded by Councilman Foley. That was favorable action.
And now put the amendment in play. So the amendment as read, you can move, Councilman.
Thank you. Move favorable action with the amendment.
Second by Councilman Foley.
Any questions on the amendment?
Any question on that amendment? All right, can you call the roll?
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes to amend.
Move favorable action on PCR 8223 as amended.
Second by Councilman Foley.
Any questions?
Questions? Yeah. Any questions? Oh, any questions on the amendment? We all understand what that amendment was, right? Just changing the number. Okay, call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes. Motion passes as amended.
Right, now we're going to abatements. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Councilwoman. PCR 83-23. Was favorable amendment in the amount of $600.
Okay, we're doing them separate, we're doing both together. Second, Councilman Foley. Any questions? Call the roll.
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Or, pardon me, I mixed up the numbers. This is the one I abstain on.
I was just about to check.
Yes.
Councilwoman Travis, next is PCR 84-23. That's favorable action in the amount of $830.40.
Second, Councilman Foley. Any questions? Okay, call the roll.
Mr. Foley? Yes.
Mr. Yes. Yes.
Mr. Yes.
Yes, this time.
Yes. Okay. Now we're going to number one. PCO-7-23 sub A, an ordinance amending the City of Warwick Code of Ordinance related to the employee harbor masters and the description of pump out stations. Councilman Lattiser, on behalf of Mayor Pacozzi and Councilwoman Travis. Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. We have spoken about this extensively between the last meeting and this meeting. And having said that, I would respectfully request favorable action on PCO 7-23.
Second, Councilman Hall. Any questions? City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
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 Yes. Number two, PCO-1523, an ordinance amending the zoning of the City of Warwick, 989 Centerville LLC petitioner. This is second passage, Councilman Sinapi. Action. Second, Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Howell. Any questions?
I'll move favorable action.
Okay. Okay, second. I thought we did that. No, oh, he said favorable action. All right, so you got second. Councilman Howell and Councilman Foley. And Councilman Ricks. Now we have any questions?
I'll second it too.
You started it.
Twice.
Okay. City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Yes, motion passes.
Number three, PCO-17-23, an ordinance amending section 20-132 of the City of Warwick Code of Ordinance relative to Fire and Police 1 Employee Pension Contribute in Chapter 60 to create a funding strategy for other post-employment benefits. Council President McAllister, on behalf of Mayor Pacozzi. Councilman Howell, you want to move this?
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions? City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
5-2, no motion passes. 6-2, sorry.
Okay, number four. PCR-24-23, this was 2023-088, repairs to engine 13. Councilman Howell.
Thank you. Favorable action with amendments.
Okay. Second, Councilman Foley. All right. Do we have any questions first?
Madam?
Yeah, amendment.
Councilwoman, yes. We have to move the amendment for the contract award to be $15,046.94, correct? And
yes.
Then we will note one to be $34,286.
$286, yep. Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions on that? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Madam President. As I stated in committee, I will be voting no on this. We have not received any documentation whatsoever show these numbers, what the pots were for, et cetera. So I'm not voting for something that I can't see.
Any other questions? No? All right, we're moving on the amendment. We're voting on the amendment. City Clerk, call the roll.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
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 Move as amended.
Second, Councilman Foley. Any questions? Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Madam President. Once again, I'll be voting no on this item, and I'm just going to repeat some of the reasons why. This entire item has just been poorly presented. It has been poorly documented. There has been no communication justifying many of the things. The numbers are all over the place. And particularly concerning is that the required reports and processes are not being presented to us, or perhaps not occurred in the first place. And I asked again the question this evening whether or not the driver of that vehicle submitted a report to the state. And the answer was no, we don't have to. Well, I would like to see from the department where they're getting that language, where they're getting that law, because I'm going to cite right now in the record the law that I do have. And the actual law is 31-33-1, accident reports. The operator of every motor vehicle which is in any manner involved in an accident within this state in which any person is killed or injured, or in which damage to the property of any one person, including the operator, in excess of $500 is sustained, shall within 21 days after the accident report the matter in writing to the Division of Motor Vehicles. The report, the form of which shall be prescribed by the Division of Motor Vehicles, shall contain information to enable a Division of Motor Vehicles to determine whether the requirements for the deposit of security under Chapters 31 and 32 of this title are inapplicable by reason of the existence of insurance or other exceptions specified in the chapters. And the administrator of the Division of Motor Vehicles may regard the information given as true until the contrary reasonably appears. If that operator is physically incapable of making the report, the owner of the motor vehicle involved in the accident shall, within 21 days after learning of the accident, make the report. The operator or the owner shall furnish any additional relevant information that the Division of Motor Vehicles shall require. Now, that didn't occur. And despite my request for asking for this documentation as well as others, it didn't occur. When we first received this claim, there was nothing to substantiate the damage. There was no pictures, there was no reports, there was no anything. It was just an assumption that this city council is going to go ahead and approve the expenditure of these taxpayer dollars. To take this a step further, and a bit more concerning regarding the report, keep in mind, one goes hand in hand. It says failure to file accident report. Failure to report an accident as required in 31-33-1 shall be punishable by a fine as provided for in 31-41.1-4, and the Division of Motor Vehicles shall suspend the license of person failing to make the report or the non-residence operating privilege of the person until a report has been filed and for any further period not to exceed 30 days that the Division of Motor Vehicles may fix it. So I think that we're missing a whole lot of information here. And to say that we shouldn't have a say. We as the city council shouldn't have a say on this. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's the whole purpose of bringing these things to the city council, so that we can vet it, so that we have an opportunity to take another look at it, and so that we certainly have an opportunity to question the cost, et cetera, et cetera. The fact that the trust just approves it and pays it, what does that mean? That means we're supposed to just go along? Well, I am not going to be supporting this, and my reasons have been expressed. This has been going on now for at least 5 months, and tonight we find out that in addition to the other things that we haven't received or knew about, now we find out that there's another $9,000 worth of damage for the third bite at the apple that this particular repair shop had at resolving this problem. So, as I said, I will be voting no. Thank you for your indulgence, Madam Chair.
Any other questions? City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
7 yes, 1 no. Motion passes.
Okay. Number 5, PCR-68-23, 2023-427. This was Lincoln Avenue Pipeline Rehabilitation Contract 1. Councilman Howe?
Hold until August 21st.
Being held to August 21st. New business, PCO-1823, an ordinance regulating the smoking and vaporizing of cannabis. Councilman Howe, first passage.
Thank you. I requested the committee hold until August 21st.
Okay. Being held to August 21st. PCR-74-23. Resolution extending a commission to examine possible means of tax relief for the Warwick property owners through tax exemptions. Councilman Ricks.
Request favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman McElroy, Councilman Lattiser. All right, we have, let's see. Councilman Ricks, you got to say something? Or?
Move favorable action.
Oh, that's
well.
It? Okay.
Thank you.
Any no questions? City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
Okay. PCR-75-23, a resolution in regards of authorizing the stop sign on Ingman Avenue where it intersects with Parkway Drive. This is public safety.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
Second. Councilman Lattiser. You want to add anything or we just?
No.
No questions? All right. City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt? Yes. Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
Next, I don't have the gavel to hit after we do that. I want you to know that. PCR-77-23, a resolution relative to issuing requests for proposals for American Rescue Plan Act community projects. This is finance.
Favorable action.
Could you do it for Council President McAllister?
Certainly. Request favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions? City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser? Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
PCR-78-23, resolution relative to replacing signs on Ingman Avenue to establish a uniform speed limit of 25 miles per hour. Public safety.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Request favorable action.
Second. Councilman McElroy, Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Fogle. Any questions? City Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. Howe.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser. Mr. McElroy.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi. Ms. Travis.
Yes.
8 yes, motion passes.
Good. Next is executive session of the City Council. Pursuant to Rhode Island General Laws 42-46-5A2, this public body will convene into executive session regarding pending litigation. City of Warwick versus Johnson Controls Fire Protection Limited Partnership, case number 122CV00312. Do I need a motion?
We would need a motion to convene into executive session pursuant to 42465A2 regarding pending litigation, City of Warwick v. Johnson Controls Fire Protection Limited Partnership, case number 1:22-CV-00312.
Do you have a motion to do that? All right, Councilman McElroy, Councilman Howe, Councilman Ricks, and Councilman Foley. Nobody on this side? Call the roll.
Yes.
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 Yes. So we are going to convene now into executive session. Okay. That's good.
Pursuant to 42465A2, regarding pending litigation, the City of Warwick v. Johnson Controls Fire Protection Limited Partnership, case number 1:22-CV-00312. The following votes were taken. There was a unanimous vote to authorize the mayor to enter into a settlement in this case. There was a unanimous vote to convene into open session. It would now be appropriate for a motion to seal the minutes of the executive session.
A motion to seal the minutes, Councilman McElroy, seconded by Councilman Howe. Councilman Lattiser.
Ms. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
So the minutes of the executive session of July 17th shall be sealed.
Okay, so now is unanimous consent. Ward 1, unanimous consent.
Okay.
Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5. Ward 8. Ward 9. I pass. Councilman McElroy, do you want to do it, the honorable body, or you want me to do it?
Excuse me.
To a docket session?
Yes, I would like this honorable body to now go to the docket session.
Thank you. Ward 1? Oh, I need a second. All right, Councilman Howe, Councilman Foley. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, Ward 1. Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5. Ward 6 passes. Ward 8. Ward 9. Public property? That's public property. You got to say it on the mic, Councilman. She couldn't.
A resolution for the permanent protection of Chippewanoxet Point under the public trust.
Okay, everybody, have a great night and see you on August 21st.